this week?
Well, last week. Last week, I received my Pinebook Pro.
Yes, you did.
ANSI edition.
Yes.
What is ANSI?
It's like, when you kind of get agitated and... No, it's a keyboard. It's like the US style keyboard.
Yes, that's exactly right. So ANSI essentially means it's verbatim. It's like it's a synonym for US keyboard layout. So When you think about a U.S. keyboard layout, you've got the slash in the right spot, and you've got everything where you expect it to be. If you're Canadian U.S., right. It's like the U.S. 104 keyboard. If you think about an ISO keyboard, that's kind of U.K., yep. Like overseas for us. And so their layout is completely different. So
right. We
found the ISO layout to be really problematic here in Canada.
Right.
Yeah. Keys aren't where you want them to be. You got to push control, function, Tab, Alt, backspace, exclamation point in order to do an apostrophe. Like, it's just ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
And so Pine64 heard the cry of the Western world and said, you know what? We're going to bring out the US keyboard layout on our next iteration of the Pinebook. The Pinebook Pro is going to be available in both ISO and ANSI keyboard layouts.
Nice.
And this makes me very, very happy. So let's get a look at the unboxing here so you can see that my box, in fact, says ANSI. That is, again, the U.S. keyboard layout. You guys ready for this? Let's get into the box. Let's take a look, our first look at the Pinebook Pro ANSI edition. Here we go.
It's
another box. Wow, look at that.
Is this one of those things where like you get a box inside a box inside a box?
Box inside a box inside a box, yes.
Isn't that like called nesting dolls?
Yeah. Yes, we've got, okay, you ready for the next box?
Here we go.
Fingers crossed
for the next box.
Oh, that would be really nice if it was not a box. Maybe we could actually get a Pinebook Pro.
Plastic.
Here we go. Oh, we've got some
film and paper.
Yes, we've got some packing foam. We've got a love letter from Pine64.
Nice.
Yeah.
My wife will be jealous.
Telling us all about it. Let's actually get a look at the Pinebook Pro. This has got to be it. That doesn't look like a box to me.
I feel like we need some epic music or something going on.
There we go. That's better. Nothing else in there. Okay. No other boxes.
The box is empty now.
Yep. All right, I've got my power supply that came with it, and let's take a look here. This is, now I ordered the U.S. type of power supply, so this just kind of,
it just kind of clips on.
And it is 5 volt, 3 amp, and as you can see, it's barrel, and it's not USB-C like the Raspberry Pi 4.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Look at that.
Oh.
Beautiful.
That's sleek.
That is a magnesium alloy shell.
Okay.
So this is like a metal body. And we've got the micro SD. We've got a headphone jack and USB 2.0 right there on the side.
Okay.
Flipping around to the other side, we've got the barrel input for the power. We've got USB 3 and USB type C, which can be video output. It can be power, whatever you like. Look at how thin and streamlined.
How thin is that?
You're asking me to measure this? You can see
quarter of an inch, half an inch.
It's
top.
Just so thin and so it's like a MacBook Air. But this, okay, I want to tell you, this is $200.
That's amazing.
There you are.
Spilt a bigger cup of water on my.
There's the keyboard right there. So this is the ANSI keyboard. Look at the slash key. It's in the right spot. 2 is also the at. You can see the keyboard layout is what you would expect here in Canada, the United States. And that is the Pinebook Pro. So looking at the specifications, it's a 2 gigahertz ROG chip RK3399 SoC. That's the same as a ROG Pro 64. Beautiful SoC. It's got a Mali-T 860 MP4 GPU. It's got 4 gigs of RAM, a 1080p IPS panel. Even though it's so sleek and so thin, it's got that nice monitor on there. It's got it comes with a 64 gigabyte eMMC, which is upgradable if you want to add a little bit extra storage to that system.